Oh, no, that's what I'm asking. Did they? The Dallas win? Hey, no, that was a good win. I thought we did a good job. I liked the way we came out in the first quarter. I thought we had a lot of activity and did a lot of good things, especially defensively. We had them shooting jump shots at the start, which I thought was important. Yeah, you know, now, you know, Andre made a couple of long ones, and then, you know, Drew made a couple of them, Holiday. But I thought all in all, and Lou Williams made a couple. But I thought all in all, we did a good job defensively against them. I like everything on the stat sheet. The 14 offensive rebounds are a little bit disturbing. But, you know, I think about four of those or five of those came near the end of the game. We couldn't quite put them away. They just kept, you know, making a shot that would keep it within working distance for them, and that was a little bit disappointing that we couldn't quite knock them out of the box. But I thought after last night and the way we played, to come back and play the way we played tonight was it was encouraging. I think it was very encouraging. So you know, Amari once again I thought had a really good game. Steve really got us off to a good start. He was very aggressive right from the start, made some shots for us, and made some plays. I didn't want to put him back in. When I took him out, I wanted that to be the last that he played and see if we could survive that, and we did a good job with that. So it's a good win for us. It's a home win. We got to continue to try to keep pace with the people above us and hopefully have the people lose below us. So, you know, that's kind of the way the West is. Just the coaching, you know. Nah, I just kid. I just think that the guys, you know, and they talk about it a lot. You know, they talk about how they have to be, we have to get more consistent defensively. And, you know, they've been looking at field goal percentage because that's kind of how a lot of the teams are judged defensively, the good defensive teams. And, you know, we've been moving – down or up, whichever way you want to look at it. And I think, you know, now we're almost in the top 10 if we're not in the top 10. And I think that become very important for us, especially the way we play and the possessions that we give up. So obviously, you know, there's probably 8 or 10 extra possessions. So defensive field goal percentage, if we're doing good in that area, then, you know, we're pretty good because of the extra possessions. And then I think we've made a real effort to rebound the basketball. So that's made our defense better. And our turnovers, we've done a good job with our turnovers. You know, we had 14 tonight, but we've done a good job with our turnovers. And when we don't turn it over, teams are not they don't have the opportunity to run out against us and get easy baskets where field goal percentage goes up. So our half-court defense has been pretty good.
What makes you so good when Jay Rich scores 20?
I don't know. I just know that we try to get him off early and get him 20. I don't know why it works out that way, but it just seems like when he plays well against us, and I mean, the record speaks for itself. It's now, I guess, 19-3 or something. I never get that right, Julie. I don't know what it is. Huh?
18-2.
Okay, 18-2. You know, it's just a record that, I mean, this pretty doggone impressive. So, you know, when we look up, we try to figure out a way to get him 20 points. And it seems to make our team go better and play better.
Coach, the pace of the game seems to be slowing over the last 10 games. Been over 10 points once in the last seven, but also holding teams to 0 points. Is that intentional? Or is that...
No, I think we still have a good rhythm to what we're doing. But teams are also, they make a great effort to try to take away our opportunities to run. So if they do that, then, you know, we try to make sure that we're getting good shots. I think there's, you know, you know, the whole 7 second or less thing. I think if you go back and look at that, we didn't shoot a lot of shots early in the shot clock. You know, occasionally we would get a layup, you know, after a made basket or something like this. But there was a lot of possessions, even during those years, where the shot clock was 10 and under or 12 and under. So we just make sure – we want to make sure that we get a good shot. And sometime, you know, that involved the shot clock, you know, being under 10.
Given the way the last two nights went, what do you consider picking some spots this season again, given
You know, if he's feeling well, then he'll play. I mean, that's his decision there. But we do have a big gap coming up in the first week of March where we play one game in 6 days. So I think that's great for him, and I think that's great for Grant. You know, they can get some rest and kind of get rejuvenated for that final. I think we have 17 games after that. So it's a good opportunity for us to, you know, practice and take some days off and stay sharp, but give those guys the time to get a little extra rest. All right, thanks.